Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones.
Not to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord.
We're living in very challenging times. As believers, we have to keep our heart and mind fixed on Jesus and adhere to the Word of God. Today's message is the conclusion of the series, Under Siege, which challenges the church, the body of Christ, to rise up, walk upright, and live a life worthy of the calling of God. Let's listen in as Pastor Joel wraps up this powerful message.
If you know the original, you will spot the counterfeit. Huh? How many of you young ladies were raised by your mother and father? They told you what kind of man to look for, or watch out for this type. Oh, I don't know if we listen, but when you have parents and they show you the right way and you see it, you say, my father never did that. My father worked. My father didn't lay up and expect me to go out and do everything. My father did the work. And I know growing up, and when I would see these we call them, this is back in Chicago, y'all. I'm going way back now to 69, 70. We call them gym shoe pimps. You ever seen them? Tennis shoe pimps. I don't mean anything negative against tennis shoes, but that's the kind of guy that sides up to you like that snake. Hey, girl, what you doing, girl? Oh, girl, you looking good. And his pants on, he got some old torn-up shoes on. And wait, what you driving? Can you give me a ride? You stay away from people like that, right? Your father wasn't like that. He didn't raise you that way. So you recognize something counterfeit. And that's why we have to be with this word. Don't come to me with anything other than this word when the Lord is telling me what we're supposed to hold on to. Okay, where the wisdom, did you know the Lord puts wisdom in the persona of a woman and says, hold on to her, hold her close to you. That's the wisdom that he's talking about. So we see that the devil, the Lord tells us to be watchful and to be vigilant. Okay, and you'll recognize these false doctrines. Pastor, take us to 1 John 4:1, please. Read that one for us. You all know
John
this.
4:1, beloved, I love that word when the Lord said, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world.
Okay, many. Thank you, Pastor. Okay, you've got to know, in other words, the Spirit of God. Church, we've got to know the Spirit of God. We can't just talk about it, because you're going to be tested on this. This is homework. All right? This is stuff that you got to use. When I was in the military, they said that you're going to be, you know, we're going to be firing tracer rounds at you. A tracer round is something that lights up in the night and you can see the bullets coming at you. Pew, pew. And you learn to duck and low crawl under the wire, right, Brother Ron? You're low crawling under the wire. But they said now, in the next 6 months, some of you might be deployed and the real thing will be coming at you. All right, so they said, so don't play with this. Stay low, okay, because it's too late to get low when it happens, okay? You got to already be in the mindset to stay down. So what we're saying in this scripture right here, you got to know the Spirit of God because the Antichrist is coming at you, okay? And sometimes we get this in our studies and through our Bible studies and through our conferences, but we don't really get it till we get slapped to our knees by the devil, okay? And then he continues to pummel you. You don't have to take that kind of beating. You can get through the beating if you know what to do. So this Bible right here in 4:1 is telling us, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit. How can you test spirits when you don't know the Holy Spirit? All right? How can you test the spirit? How do you know one from the other? How do you know which voice is speaking to you, if you're hearing voices at all? How you know it's not your conscience? You better get in that word and learn that word, because the devil is going to try to take you away. All right? You've got to know the Spirit of God. You must be able to tell the Spirit of God from the spirit of the Antichrist. Huh? A spirit from the Antichrist means it's an anti-God spirit. Okay? All right? It's anti. It's against God's word. It's against God's spirit. That's how you know it's of the, it's against Christ. That's how you know it's the Antichrist. Make sense? Huh? That's what we're saying, okay? It goes away from God. So therefore, any spirit that is contrary to the Spirit of God is an Antichrist spirit. Huh? Y'all got that? Don't look for one man. They said the Antichrist is coming. The Antichrist is here, a whole bunch of them. All around you, speaking to you. In the same bed with you. Huh? Okay? So any spirit that is contrary to the Spirit of God is an Antichrist spirit. Remember now, and there are many spirits out there. Go back to Ephesians 6:12. We wrestle not against what? Principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Those are the spirits. You see what I mean? Okay? All right? So there are a whole bunch of principalities and powers. There are a whole bunch of unclean spirits. A third of the angels were thrown down with, well, were removed with Satan. They're out there, you all. Okay? And they are anti-Christ. Get it? Okay? But there's only one Holy Spirit. All right? Now, these anti-Christ spirits will exhibit themselves in people. That's what you got to understand. Antichrist spirits will exhibit themselves in people, all right? And these people bring you agendas that are not of God. So put two and two together. That's how you learn. If you hear something that is not of God, you know there's a spirit at the end of it, okay? All right? These agendas that are contrary to God's commands and to God's word, that's why you must know the word and you must test the spirit. Now, I want to tell you all, I said I was going to do this, I want to tell you all of another ploy concerning this that the devil is trying to use to lay siege to the church. He's so sly. Oh, that devil is slick. He must have been a real smart cherub when he was in heaven, because he's smart. He's no dummy. Huh? One of the agendas that the devil is using is through social justice. You've heard of it? Social justice agenda. You heard of it, Dave? Okay. Many in society are using this platform in order to expand or further their particular choices and agendas, their causes. Now, listen, I'm not going to get into a whole bunch of this because you really got to look at it, all right? But this is what's happening so the church knows. This is what is known as left-wing and right-wing politics, left-wing causes, right-wing causes, okay? The left wing, let's just put it like that. I'm on my left, that's you all's right, but you know I mean the left. The left-wing agendas are known as liberal causes, right? Now, I'm not a politician, I'm not into politics, but we're going to have to go there for a minute. Because the devil is slick, okay? Okay, liberal causes, on the left. Right wing is considered the conservative wing. You all heard of that? Watch the news. You hear a lot of this on the news and things like that. Now, there are several agendas in the world which are being brought forth and recognized as social justice issues, meaning that people have a right to. People have a right to. And the liberal, the left wing agendas are saying that people have a right to certain things. Well, these are social justice rights. Now, I'll give you an example so you can see it clearer. Take the issue of abortion. That's a hot topic. That's a huge agenda. The agenda of abortion, for instance, says that many of the liberal or left wingers, okay, say that for women, abortion is fine. See, that's a left-wing agenda. While on the right, the conservative wing, they stand on the fact that abortion is wrong. They said because it violates the sixth commandment of God. Okay, which says, thou shalt not murder. All right? Therein lies the rub. Okay? However, we're seeing Christians who are being seduced by society's opinions. And it's the devil that's putting this in front of people's faces. But Pastor, remind us of what the word says again in 1 Timothy 4:1. Listen to this. See, you have to compare everything to the word of God or you'll be taken away. You'll say, yeah, people have rights. They do have, we do have rights, but listen to this.
Mm-hmm. 1 Timothy 4:1 says, uh-huh. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter time some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits mm-hmm. and doctrines mm-hmm. of demons.
That's right. All right. And it goes on. It goes on to say they speak lies and hypocrisy. Okay.
Having
their conscience seared with a hot iron. Okay. Now listen. Thank you, Pastor. We're seeing it today. These are the latter times which is talking about in this word. It's speaking that the word is speaking of. And actually, these are the latter of the latter times, as I said earlier. I don't think it can get much worse than it is now, considering abortion. Now, I'm going to tell you something. As recently as January the 8th, 2020, this year, legislation has gone through in the state of Massachusetts, in the state house, for a Democratic bill. Now listen to this. It's going to allow for a baby to be aborted even at full term. That has already gone in. Okay, it's probably gone through by now. This is on the 8th of January. That means that a full-term fetus, baby, well, it's not a fetus anymore, it's a human being, can be ripped apart, arms and eyes suctioned out of a woman, chopped up, cut up, full-term birth, okay? It's called the Roe Act, the R-O-E Act, which stands for removing, listen, this is what the devil said, removing obstacles and expand abortion access. It's called the Roe Act. That's what it stands for, removing obstacles. That baby is an obstacle. That human body, that human baby who didn't ask to come here is an obstacle. We know the devil doesn't want you to procreate. This is another avenue that he's using, abortion, okay? But it's already been put through, okay? Now, they call it having access to abortion. But I'm going to tell you what my God calls it. He calls it murder. That's what he calls it, and so do I, okay? And so should any Christian. But if we don't know and we cling to social justice just because society says it, we're crossing God. Do we see that? That's what the devil is using. But can you believe that, again, we have some so-called Christians who support abortion, and they're supporting Planned Parenthood through the cause of social justice? So do you see how the devil is using this to marginalize the church? Man, we got to see this. This is very important, okay? It's important to, he's trying to get Christians to turn away from the ways of God. It's gotten to the point where some so-called Christians are now referring to themselves as, oh, I'm not a Christian as much as I am a progressive Christian. No, I'm an SJC. You know what that stands for? And people are talking about their SJCs, a social justice Christian. Yeah. This is what the Lord has given me, okay? And in the case of sin, the sin of homosexuality, those on the left of society are the liberal most times, and generally, they are generally in favor of same-sex marriage, right? As well as supporting and pushing for laws to be enacted which support the gay agenda. Now, this is the devil, okay? You got to understand that. But at the same token, they're trying to silence the church, trying to silence God's people by calling the word of God hate speech. If you preach this word, they're trying to shut down the church altogether. But the devil is a liar, and we've got to know that he's a liar, okay? God's true disciples will never shut down. They'll never shut up, and you can't shut us out. We'll continue to preach the word of God. I don't care where it is. Just as it says in the book of Acts 5:29, where Peter says it is better to obey God than man, especially when it comes to these issues. So we have to understand that. So again, those on the left of social justice support the gay agenda, which is while those on the right generally are opposed to same-sex marriage. This is important because this is where the battle lines are being drawn, you all. Because they know that any such laws are not God's laws. That goes right back to the Antichrist. These laws are conflicts. So they're sending people to school. They're getting degrees. They're moving into government. They have a gay agenda. They have this agenda to infiltrate this into our system. Go back to Colossians 2:8-9 and see what the word of God says. Beware lest you be cheated through philosophy and empty deceit according to the traditions of man and the basic principles of the world, but not according to Christ. Go back to these things and understand what the word is saying. More and more, still more and more, we're seeing the devil using false Christians and false teachers showing their true allegiance to this. See, now that it's out in the open, we have some preachers and pastors coming out saying that, well, I think it's okay. And you think, well, who be with you, oh foolish Galatians? But what it is that they were there all along. The wheat, the tares with the wheat. You see what I mean? You've got to understand and read this word. The Bible talks about nothing new under the sun, okay? But that's what we're seeing. Again, many and many in churches many are not there to serve God, but to serve their own ideas, their own desires and tradition. This is so important. We're serving, they're serving, that's what it talks about in Colossians 2:8-9 and in 1 Timothy 4:1. Doctrines of demons. That's a demonic doctrine that cannot in any shape or form or fashion be of God. And by the way, if Christians allow Satan to have his way in the church, should we be surprised if someday all churches be mandated by man's laws to ordain practicing homosexuals as ministers and as teachers? Is that not happening? As deacons, okay? Saints, these demons are serious. They're serious, but I'll tell you who's even more serious than them, and that's God. My God is serious, and guess what? God is still in control. All right, that's what we have to understand. He never changes. His offer made in Deuteronomy 30:19 still stands. Okay? He says, I set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore, choose life. That's what the church has to do. Choose life that you and your descendants may live. This offer of blessing stands for all who will repent and follow Christ Jesus. Amen? As doers and not just hearers of the word. Now, you got to understand. Now, those who have gone out, as the scripture says in 1 John 2:19, they went out, but they were never of us. Okay? There's no way you can be in this word and be duped that way. They were not of us. Okay? Those that go out and are not of us, not of God, not God's people, and are unrepentant, well, those are the ones who will not follow Christ. And they'll find their place in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone. That's what the word says, okay? That is the word of God that they talks about in the scriptures, okay? In Revelation 21:8. Now, we have to see these things. You can't be fooled by a counterfeit if you know the true word of God. The devil is coming at us. These are just some of the things. I can't touch on all the things that are issues in social justice. When you look at it, you say, yeah, people deserve the right to do such and such. And then he slips it in the back door. You got to see that word, you all. It's getting to the point now, you can't say that I'm Democratic or Republican. I am a child of God. I follow the truth and nothing but the truth. And that's what we have to say. Now, so as I begin to close, I want us to understand that God is not caught off guard in all of this. He's simply given it to us so we know, okay? He knows where each of us are. He knows where you are, where I am. He knows who's his and who are not his, all right? He knows those who are under siege as well as those who are laying siege against his people, okay? So nobody's getting away with anything when it comes to God, all right? And that's what we have to, so it behooves us to do all we can to be covered as righteous. Now, Pastor, tell us, please, how God deals with willful disobedience. Those who know the word in Hebrews 10, 26 to 31, and we're going to close out.
Hebrews 10, 26 to 31 tells us, without mercy,
Hebrews 10, 26.
Mm-hmm. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, mm-hmm. but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which would devour the adversaries. Mm-hmm. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
Oh, thank you, Pastor. Okay. So I'm sure you're like me. I want to be found righteous in God's eyes on the day when Jesus comes back. I want to be found righteous. I'm sure you do, too. So in closing, just let me remind you of a scripture verse that that I quote quite often. And this is that one we can take with us. It's found in Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2, which says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'll say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Amen. Okay. We as a church are to abide then under the shadow of the Almighty. All churches, we need to be under the shadow of the Almighty. The church has the option to stay under God or to stay under siege. Think about it. That's what the Lord gave to me. It's your choice. All right. Now, which will you choose? I'll leave it at that. There's only one true God, and he sent his son Jesus Christ to us, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But you've got to know him. Whether you know it or not, you are under siege. Maybe you've been living life your way. Maybe you've even accomplished some things in this world. Oh, that's only the beginning, my friends. You have to understand that there is a whole eternity out there, and you cannot see heaven without coming to Christ Jesus.
Jesus said, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. We're so thankful you chose to fellowship with us today. You can find today's message as well as previous broadcasts on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. While you're there, connect with us, like and follow us on Facebook, and if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. If you're in need of prayer or encouragement, we're here for you. Call us at 707-759-5244. Listen, If you have a desire and the means to sow a financial seed, will you prayerfully consider doing so today? All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow Him. We invite you to join us for Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and to walk through the Bible with us Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks again for tuning in to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Tune in next week for another powerful message with Pastor Joel. Until next time. God is